the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we have a war of attrition. It could be like a pair of sumo wrestlers going at it tonight, Lundy, because of the defensive prowess of the Rams and also of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So this is about a game I'm actually going to be enthralled by, I believe anyway, from start to finish. Hopefully it's not going to be a repeat of Saints and Bucks. And TB12 and company will be very competitive, which they should be. They are favored by 4.5, and the total is 48.5. So tell me where you're stacking your greenbacks on the line and the total, amigo.
Oh, my man, this is going to be a fun one tonight. I agree with you. I'll tell you what, I'm taking the Bucs. I think they wind up covering. I'm actually going to slide just underneath that total. I'm going to say a final score, Bucs 27, Rams 20.
Ooh, interesante. I like the under two. 55% of the current public action is on the over, according to Sports Insights. But I'm taking the Rammies and the points here. So I'm going to go the other way. 51% of the public on L.A., the fighting Sean McVay's. But I got it something like 23-20. I think the Rams take this thing straight up. So I kind of like them. I also have a little action sprinkled on the money line. I think that defense is just too damn good. They're going to be able to bring pressure on Tom Brady with Aaron Donald. And, of course, that secondary is suffocating. So give me the Rammies again, 23-20. Lundy's going to fade the living daylights out of me, hence the name of this podcast, Fade the Noise, and he's going to take Tampa Bay, laying the points, but we're both on the under. And look, if you want to get in on any of that action, maybe you want to parlay it together, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And they got a no-brainer for this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is for you to double your money is that one touchdown. That's it. Unless it's like a 3-2 final, then everybody's screwed. But somebody's going to score. Yes, you heard that right. All you got to do is opt into this promotion, place your bet, and then sit back and watch the ball enter the end zone. Easy as pie. On top of that great offer, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. So get in on this action this holiday season, and here's how you do it. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one TD, and you double your cash when you use promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus. Supposed deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Monday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start things off with a wide receiver. A lot of people aren't thinking about it. You think about Cooper Kupp. I think about the Bob Woods. You know, on the other side, you got Antonio Brown. You got my cousin, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. But one of the hottest wide receivers, again, that's not garnering any headlines, is Josh Reynolds of the L.A. Rams in the line at DraftKings. 46.5 yards. And, Lundy, I'm going to take the over on this one. Yeah, look, Tampa Bay has done a really good job kind of defending at all aspects, but against the pass is where they're most vulnerable. Yeah, they've only given up a 6.9 YPA and 245.7 yards per game to the quarterback position. But you look at Reynolds, 27 targets the last 3 weeks. Again, very quietly, averaging 60.3 yards per game, close to 14 yards per catch. Got to get a lot of Jamel Dean in coverage, who's been, you know, not sensational, but he's been rather stiff, I think is probably the appropriate adjective, giving up a 92.5 pass rating at 0.82 yards per snap. So I think Reynolds, you know, with so much attention that Kupp draws, so much attention that Woods draws, and the tight ends within this scheme, I think he could get to 50 yards yet again. I believe it would be the fourth consecutive game if he does. So give me the over. Reynolds, 46.5 yards at a minus 112 juice. Fade or follow.
Brad, I think I'm just feeling a little spicy because I hit a lot of player props last night during the Sunday night football game. So I think because of that, maybe a little bit of a cockiness hangover, shall we say. I'm going to fade you, my friend, on this one. I do not think he hits the over on this one. You talked about Robert Woods. You talked about Cooper Kupp. I think even a little Tyler Higbee sprinkled in there as well. But I'm going to pull Josh Reynolds down. I think he finishes just underneath this number at about 40 yards on the game. So let's kick off Thanksgiving week with me, of course, fading the noise.
Reynolds is going to wrap up a 50-yard performance.
Number four.
All right, let's talk about my cousin Mike Evans. Are we going to kick him out of the family? Is he invited to Thanksgiving? No, because COVID. 55.5 yards is a line here, and I'm taking the under, Lundy. You look at the L.A. Rams, they have allowed the fewest fantasy points to wide receiver position this season. They're giving up just 221.1 pass yards per game, a 6.4 YPA. Only three wideouts have gone over this proposed 55.5-yard total since week four. And what's he going to get? Yeah, he's going to get the Jalen Ramsey treatment. Probably going to be shadowed exclusively by the decorated corner, who's given up just a 76.3 pass rating and a 0.56 yards per snap rate. So you pool it all together, I am not touching him at all. I think it's going to be maybe more of a Chris Godwin game. Could be more of a Gronk game. Maybe more of an emphasis on the ground. Maybe even Antonio Brown could get down. But that certainly will not apply to Mike Evans. Fade or follow my under 55.5 yards.
I will follow on this one, my man. I think he comes in close, but I think he stays underneath this number again, much as we were just talking about with the Rams themselves. We see the Bucs have a lot of options, man, to move the ball around. And I think Tom Brady's going to do that. Would not surprise me at all to see a Gronk spike in tonight's game. I think the ball gets moved around. I think it stays to where it's I think Brady, and we're going to talk about him a little later on in the pod, but I think this is one of those games where you don't really see anybody explode for a particular total, and everybody just kind of hovers there in the middle. And because of that, I think Evans, his reception total stays down. I think his yardage total stays down. So I will follow the under 55.5.
Run away from Ramsey. Bet the under.
Number three.
All right, it's time for a MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a very simple game to play. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just more or less over or under on your favorite player props that are out there. Parlay them together in packs of two all the way up to six. And the more you hit on, the more or the less, the over, the under, the more dólares you stuff into your paquetes. I don't even know if that's Spanish, but all I know is Monkey Knife Fight's a ton of fun. And if you use the promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, and as a new user, you get a free sign-up bonus of a $5 game. That's right. That's the freebie they offer you only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And how about Jared Goff? Is it going to be golfful tonight? Or is it going to post some gargantuan numbers? 275.5 pass yards is the total. I'm taking the under here. I think he's going to be more of the golfful side. Now, he's got four 300-yard games this season, but that was against far meeker competition by comparison. Again, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers giving up 245.7 yards per game, 6.9 YPA. Three quarterbacks have gone over this proposed total against them. But the key aspect is this, blitzing. And that is what Tampa excels at. They are number two in total blitz percentage at 42.3 in the NFL, trailing only the Baltimore Ravens, who bring a little bit more heat. But they apply a ton of pressure. Jared Goff, not the most mobile quarterback. And if the offensive line, which has been battered by injuries, doesn't do their job, I think Jared Goff's not going to have a whole lot of time in the pocket. And as a result, he is going to suffer. Maybe gets to 250, but I don't see him really crawling past that. So, again, well under 275.5 pass yards for the Cal product. Fade or follow.
Following on this one, Brad, I'm with you. I think not only does he stay underneath it, but that he stays comfortably underneath it. Not one of those bet sweats you get late in the evening on a Monday nighter where you're not sure whether that ticket's going to cash or not. I think he stays below this. Again, the pressure that is going to be brought by Tampa is going to keep his number down. And look, we've already talked about some of the guys that he can throw the ball to. He's going to be able to spread it around. But I think there could be quite a few three and outs, frankly, on both sides of the ball here. I just think there's going to be some drives that don't go anywhere. And when that's the case, you got to keep those passing yard totals down. I'm in agreement with you. I will take the under on Jared Goff.
Ram it on the under.
Number two.
All right, let's work in Rojo, or Rojo, for our Spanish-speaking friends in attendance. Ronald Jones, and it's not rush yards we're going to talk about. It is, or rush attempts, it is receptions, believe it or not, for a guy that has a little bit larger role in the pass game than you think. It's just 2.5, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was seduced by the juice. Lundy, plus 155 on the over on this, and that's where I am leaning here. Look, he's done this, hitting 3 receptions or more in 2 of his last 3 contests. He has a decent role in the pass game. Now, Leonard Fournette is technically what Bruce Arians calls the nickelback, not the lousy band from Canada, but a rusher who is the primary pass-down option. But Ronald Jones has not left the field here consistently. As long as he doesn't make any mistakes like, you know, have a drop or put the ball on the ground and cough it up via turnover like he's done notoriously this season, he should be on the field more times than not because he is the more explosive of the 2 running backs with a 3.71 yak per attempt on the season. And you look at the Rams. They have some susceptibilities in short field coverage, giving up 5.7 receptions per game, 43.1 receiving yards per game to the running back position. Call me crazy, but I think Ronald Jones will catch exactly 3 balls tonight and hit on the over plus 155. Fade or follow.
There's a whole nother podcast waiting to happen, Brad. Seduced by the juice.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I like this one, but because of the juice, I am concerned that he could wind up tucking right at that 2 number. But the opportunity for him out there on the field to be able to pull in that 3rd one and get you the payday on a plus 155 to me is worth taking a shot. So I think this is going to be, I was talking about having the bet sweats late at night, right? I think this is one that you're going to be sweating. I'm not going to lie. But I think the juice does make it worth it. If this was a smaller, if this was only like a plus 110,
nope,
a plus 105, I would stay away from it. But a plus 155, I'm willing to take a shot on. So, yeah, we'll sprinkle a little bit of action on this one tonight, and I will follow.
Roll the dice on Rojo.
Number one.
All right, let's get to the final pick for Monday Night Football. And, of course, it is TB12. 300.5 pass yards. Under, and under again. Hit me with a sledgehammer. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's gotten juiced up on the under at minus 124. This one I was astonished by. I was perplexed. I was bewildered when I first saw a post. I'm like, how is that even remotely possible? Why is this number so damn high? Well, you know, you look at Tom Brady this season. You know, a player that's gone over this number with a fair amount of consistency this year. In fact, he's gone over this number, I think a handful of times, as a matter of fact. But you look at the Rams, they've given up just a 6.4 YPA, 221.1 yards per game. Hell, they've only allowed 9 passing touchdowns and 9 contests. And the only quarterback to hit 300 yards against them this season was Josh Allen. And the only reason that happened is because the Bills got buried early in that game and had to fight and scratch and claw their way back. So you saw a major boost in volume for Allen in that contest. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that with Tom Brady here unless they get blown away, you know, to smithereens. But still, given how stringent the secondary of the Rams is, this one's just inexplicable to me. I think he's going to be lucky to get to 270, let alone even sniff the 300-yard mark. So fade or follow my under, and I'm hammering it hard, Tom Brady, under 300.5 pass yards at a minus 124 juice.
I had him locked in for 260, man. So I got a 40-yard cushion right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I mean,
crazy.
Look, that's really bad cornerback play if I'm given a 40-yard cushion. You know what I'm saying? No, this to me feels like a lock of the night. I mean, something crazy would have to happen. He'd have to hit Godwin for like a, you know, 65-yard catch and run for a touchdown. Something crazy like that for him to even sniff 300. Now, there's always a reason they set these lines the way they do. And sometimes people who are, let's be honest, a lot smarter than I am, have a reason for what they're doing. But this one, I cannot figure out. Again, I think he's going to be around 260, which means I've got plenty of cushion. I mean, if I do the math, I mean, heck, Brad, that gives me about a 15, 16% cushion. I think I can take that and I can roll with you to follow on the under.
Yeah, and I would also shop around, too. I know DraftKings Sportsbook has player props tied to fantasy points. So if that is being posted for this particular game, yeah, I would be under
And I'll also toss this out because I mentioned it earlier on in the podcast. If you are somebody that believes in the Gronk spike, and any time touchdown at DraftKings Sportsbook is a +210.
Ooh, I like that one, Lundy. That's a good call. And I'll throw in just a bonus one too as well. Cameron Brate over 9.5 yards. Because why not?
Because why not?
Because exactly. Why not? One catch. Come on, Brate. Use that big brain from Harvard. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review. And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. We got college basketball right around the corner starting this week. Fingers and toes crossed, and we're going to have some special betting packages around that with some of the sharp action. We hired actually a couple of really sharp dudes who handicap it. So if you want to get in on that, we've got some special promos tied to it. So with that, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.